One way to draw a crowd is to have someone famous appear. Jesus is famous, and his appearance can make a good crowd. What happened after his resurrection? The appearances of Jesus may not have drawn a huge crowd, but they happened with the people who needed them most. The one who needs Jesus' appearance most in today's gospel is Peter, who betrayed Jesus, forsaking his friends in his time of need. He has a need of an encounter with the risen Jesus. We can imagine at the moment, Jesus and Peter could have spoken of many things. They could have rehearsed the betrayal and the hurt. They could have talked in detail about the consequences of his actions. But the most important question that Jesus asked Peter is, "Do you love me?" Peter has a more realistic experience of what it means to be a disciple of Jesus. It may have been easier to say he was a disciple when he believed that Jesus would be victorious. But it was more difficult to be known as Jesus' disciples after the crucifixion. So Peter needed Jesus' appearance to make him stronger. Jesus was there with him, not talk about his betrayal. Rather, Jesus asked Peter if he loves him from his new experience. He says, "Peter, knowing what you know me now, do you love me?" This is a reality check. And now Jesus would say to us who have been living the Christian life, "Knowing what you know now, do you love me?" After many years of marriage or priesthood, many years of being faithful in relationship to friends and families, after many years of trying to feed the hungry and the homeless, do you love me? This is a perfect Easter question. This question allows us to see how we respond to the love of God and how we are faithful to be his disciples, or how we abandon them or betray him. If we honestly look back at our journey of faith, then we may see that we have been unfaithful. We have abandoned Jesus when he most needs us. His face is the face of the hungry and thirsty, the naked and homeless, the sick and imprisoned. We have abandoned them and him for our own comfort. Yes, it's good to realize those things, but we should not stay there just with our guilt, rather than listen to what Jesus is saying to us today. "Knowing what you know now, do you love me? If you do, will you be attentive to me or not betray me?" If we say yes, then we commit ourselves to relinquish the control of our lives. We give it to God and make him the center of our life. And then we will start changing our lives by seeing where we have been betraying Jesus in our personal discipleship. When we check our personal discipleship with our families, neighbors, and communities, we may say, "Lord, we may betray them with our judgments. We might decide they are unworthy of our attention and kindness. They may appear to be ungrateful towards our generosity, and we may betray them with our lack of forgiveness and compassion. If we do these things with our humble hearts, the Holy Spirit will empower us, and we will say confidently as Peter did, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you."